Alaska Native leaders from across the state were in Anchorage last week for a conference to address fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. They heard from birth mothers, young adults affected with FASD, and a number of people working to end the nation's leading preventable birth defect. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
One of the speakers at the conference was 19-year-old Morgan Fawcett. He says his mother's drinking during pregnancy led to his being born with numerous physical problems, including deformed hips, a cleft palate, and eyes that don't focus correctly. The average IQ is 100. He says his is 73. Fawcett says he's in constant pain from underdeveloped muscle mass and migraine headaches.
Disabilities that I struggle with every day, that my family struggles with every day. And it's always important that I point out that it's not just me that is affected by FASD. It's everybody in my life, my family, my friends, people I work with. Because everybody is affected by alcohol. Nobody is immune.
Fawcett says it's been hard to keep up in college, but he's making good grades. Lori Cropley is a former educator on FASD.
I drank when I was pregnant with my first child 40-some years ago, and I see the ramifications of that. They last four generations. Now my grandchildren have been affected by his disorder. And I'm trying just to become as educated and as supportive as I can, not only for my own family and grandchildren, but in the statewide Native community.
She says she would like to see a changed attitude among Alaska Natives about alcohol.
It once again becomes a part of the Native view and lifestyle that is not accepted, and that our Native leaders take vows to not drink while they're serving their people and in our own personal lives. I'd love to see that in our communities.
In 2000, the late Senator Ted Stevens garnered an appropriation of $29 million to address FASD in Alaska. Prevention Manager Diane Casto with the State Department of Health and Social Services says the resulting public education campaign helped cut rates among Alaska Natives by almost half, from 63 to 32 live births per 10,000, and overall rates by a third. But she says FASD rates among Alaska Natives are still high and on the rise among non-Natives. Casto says she's seen people deal with birth mothers harshly, and she'd like to see that change.
Alcoholism is a disease, and it is a crippling disease that takes over. And I think there's this attitude that women deliberately drink during pregnancy and they're deliberately harming their child. That's not the case. If they have the disease of alcoholism, they are struggling.
The conference was hosted by the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration's Center for Excellence. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.